This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Hanging tree, please don't look at me. Hanging tree, please, Lord, set me free. Loss of faith is a story told. Rivers high, branch hangs low, high enough for the rope to pull. Hanging tree, please don't look at me. Hanging tree, please, Lord, set me free. Eyes on the water, reflection moves, telling these men nothing more to prove. 1923, their last mistake, to follow the current when the ice breaks. Hanging tree, please don't look at me. Hanging tree, please, Lord, set me free. First one knew what he had to do. Second one said, that's my fate too. Two wives left, the two young sons. Cold reminder when the river runs. Hanging tree, please don't look at me. Hanging tree, please, Lord, set me free.
Tune's called Hangin' Tree, and the group behind the tune, The Joshua Incident, here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome to The Folk Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Kate.
Thank you.
Who would like to start us off by introducing the band? Todd?
I'll do that. Thank you very much, Kate. On the dobro and steel guitar generally, we have Dan Beller McKenna from Durham, New Hampshire. On the harmony vocals, Ann Norton from Manchester, New Hampshire. On the upright bass, John Hal Halstead from Lee, New Hampshire, and I'm Todd Thurlow from Exeter, New Hampshire.
The group is primarily from the Seacoast area. The latest album is called Red. Is that correct?
That is. We recorded it in November in one day, which we're proud of, and put it out at the end of January of this year, 2015.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Hangin' Tree? Who wrote that tune?
Hanging Tree, I wrote from a song that a woodsman told me when I was a boy. I grew up in northern Maine, and my family for generations had worked and lived in the woods. And it was a story about how the men would go away to the lumber camps all winter long. And in the woods, in the solace of the woods that we take for granted nowadays as a place of peace and rest, it could be also a place of trouble and, you know, emotional trouble for a lot of folks. And it was kind of about that. It was a haunting sort of story.
Todd's a Penobscot County native from our neighboring state of Maine. Todd, are you the pen behind most of the tunes that the Joshua Incident records?
Yes, Kate. I write the songs, but I always kind of think that they don't really come alive till the band members interject their little bit of musical magic in them.
Yeah, often Todd will send me, or all of us, just a little memo via his phone for us to hear, and then I start to work out the harmonies in my head, and he and I will play together some, and then usually when Hal and Dan join us, they just figure it out right away, which is great.
The Joshua Incident, our guests in the studio on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about another tune?
Call me from your bed.
I know you're troubled these days. Even though you're there, you seem a world away. I've been driving all night, heading east to Boston Bay. Call me from your bed. We'll chase the dark away. I remember you from the way you said my name, familiar in a way, though in truth you're not the same. The curve of your hand writing exits on a page. I remember you. You're the one who won't be tame. You must have liked that, you dangerous girl. Pacific Highway to LA. So far away from all you knew and all you were. So far away from me. All the things we were. Pocket full of sparks. We tended faithfully. A well-rehearsed play of thinly veiled propriety. All the things we were and all that we could be.
Joshua Incident here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Todd Thurlow, you want to tell us a little bit about that tune?
Sure. That's a new song, Kate. That is not on the debut CD. It'll be on our follow-up CD, which we plan to record in the fall. It's called Exit 48. They've changed things around up north in Maine. They changed the exits to the actual milepost now, but when I was a boy and growing up, they weren't numbered that way. And Exit 48 was the exit for Bangor, which was actually the closest city to where I'm from. And we had a lot of the boys like us coming out of the woods and going down to the big city to check out all kinds of exotic stuff, like Chinese restaurants and McDonald's and stuff like that. We would get off on Exit 48, and that song is named after that exit, but also named after the sort of poignant feeling of having friends move away and go away and go out into the world so far away from where I was from.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to take a short break and then come back and talk a little bit more with the Joshua Incident here at NHPR.
As the Supreme Court prepares to consider same-sex marriage, NPR's Nina Totenberg looks back at what the justices have said in earlier cases dealing with same-sex issues.
It is the promise of the Constitution that there is a realm of personal liberty which the government may not enter.
It is clear from this that the court has taken sides in the culture war.
I'm David Green. The preludes to a potentially historic Supreme Court case. That's on the next Morning Edition.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Daniel's Restaurant of Henniker overlooking the Kentuckook River, offering casual dining with fine fare from the garden to the sea. Information at danielsofhennekert.com. And North Branch Construction, celebrating 56 years in business, from custom-built homes to eco-friendly commercial buildings, on time, on budget, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and northbranch.net. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, the Joshua Incident. It's a real treat to have this Portsmouth-based group here on The Folk Show. Todd, you want to tell us a little bit about how the Joshua Incident happened?
Sure, Kate, I'd be happy to. All of us were real big fans of Gram Parsons and Emmylou Harris and that sort of late 60s, early 70s country rock transition stuff. And Dan and I had been writing back and forth for a long time and never really met each other till finally we got together. And our other two band members were friends kind of made through the same way. We got together to play a bunch of Gram Parsons and Emmylou Harris stuff on a summer day. And we loved the sound of it and went from there and started writing our own songs. And here we are to this day. And I'd like to say that we're just so pleased to be on New Hampshire NPR on The Folk Show. And it's a real honor and a treat for us, and especially for our singer, Ann Norton, who has
I've been a fan of The Folk Show for a long time. I did cartwheels when I heard we had to be on the
Kate
show.
Kate McNally's biggest fan.
Absolutely.
Now tell me a little bit about how you actually became the incident.
Well, I remember we were...
Describe the incident.
Well, the incident refers to Gram Parsons' infamous death when he died of a heart attack at the age of 26. Correct me if I get any of these facts wrong, guys. And in the Joshua Tree Desert, right? And then some friends of his stole his body from a Florida... Is that right, Dan?
No, L.A.
An L.A. Funeral parlor. They took it back to the Joshua Tree Desert and tried to burn it. Didn't succeed. And then he was eventually buried. But that whole incident has become famous, and one day on email we were going back and forth, basically after the first time we got together, trying to figure out the name of the band that had just formed, and that's what we came up with.
Yeah, I liked the Joshua exploding fireballs, but nobody else got behind that one. But that actually describes more correctly what happened. They basically filled his casket with gasoline and took a match to it, and it's like a little nuclear explosion, but it didn't really do the job either, so a little too graphic.
Yeah, Graham had a sense of humor, and so we know it's a little bit of a macabre explanation, but I think he would have liked that with a sense of humor.
How long have you folks been together now?
2 years, about, yeah, I think, almost.
And this is the first, and the Red recording is the debut CD.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like you're already working on new material.
We have a lot of new material already. We're going to play another one before we leave the studio tonight that's going to be on the debut, and we're really, really excited about this next recording. It's we learned a lot. We did the first recording with our friend Chris Chase at 1130 Feet Studio in Rollinsford, and Chris is a great guy and a great sound engineer, and we all we learned a whole lot doing this first CD, and he learned a lot about us, too, and working with us, and I think the next CD is really going to be a great experience, too.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We have the Joshua Incident in the studio. About another tune, and then we'll come back and talk about other projects they've got going on. This is NHPR.
I lit a thin green candle to make you jealous of me. The room filled up with mosquitoes. They heard that my body was free. And I took the dust from a long sleepless night, and I put it in your little shoe. And I must confess that I tortured the dress that you wore for the world to look through. Falling through my sin. your seminal beauty, encouraging lie my end and beginning. And the heart of the matter is all that remains. The heart is all that remains. Here with me remains here with me. Quiet and discontent, quiet and solemn and free. Slipping through my castanet, impetuous girl. Your sovereign entrenchment, willful in my darkness and wonder. And the heart of the matter is all that remains. The heart is all that remains. Discontent, quiet and solemn and free.
Quiet and discontent from the Joshua Incident here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Is that one on the debut CD, Red?
Yes, it is, Kate. That one is on Red.
Todd Thurlow, the primary songwriter from the Joshua Incident. Todd, have you always been a singer-songwriter?
I've been a singer for a lot of years, Kate, but I really just feel like I really dove into songwriting when I met these three fantastic musicians. Before, I heard these sort of things in my head, but I didn't have the right voices and instruments to play them with. And when I met these folks, it just came together. And here, probably 30 songs later, here we are.
Yeah.
When you listen to yourselves, when you listen back to your recordings, what's the thing that comes to mind about your sound?
Well, we're certainly acoustic. No drums, upright bass, and we, you know, Dan's here on dobro, but he also plays the pedal steel guitar and something called a cat can, which actually has a cat can empty in it. And Todd and I call Dan our secret weapon because he's such a good musician. And I'm just always struck by how much I love these songs. And so Todd will send us something off, and I'll write back in great big caps, "Yay, I love it!" And then the rest of the guys come in a little more calmly and say, "Well, maybe we'll do it like this or that." But when I first sang with these guys, I sent an email saying, "That's the closest thing yet to the kind of music I want to make." And we all felt that way.
Quiet and Discontent is a good example of that. When I wrote that sitting in my little, you know, closet of a music room at home, it was a very simple melody. And then when I heard these guys play it, and specifically when I heard Hal's bass line, which he just dreamt up in about 5 minutes, it just changed the song. That's a beautiful thing about how organic these songs are. And I started out with one thing, and I ended up with so much more from it.
Okay, so another question for you. I asked for, like, how would you describe the group when you hear it? How about just one word?
Let's see. What's a good word for it? Poignant?
Poignant.
We like that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
We've struggled with that because, I mean, we're sort of alt country, but
Americana probably suits us best.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. And I think, like Anne said, the thing people often, I don't think they notice it till afterwards, but they don't realize sometimes that we don't play with a drum set until after, and they're like, I love the sound that you guys have. It's just unique, and like, oh yeah, you don't have drums.
Well, the word
we love
use
drums,
haunting. Haunting would be a good word. That's hopeful, perhaps.
Yeah. I'm not sure where we fit, Kate. Could you please tell us?
No.
Okay.
We'll let our audience figure it out.
Thank you.
Because there are so many elements. There's the the laptop steel. There's the lyrics. And the vocals. So there's three right there. So I've already blown my request for one word. There are many elements. But when you're going for a sound together, what is that sound that you're going for?
We want this warmth and purity and honesty of music to come through in the songs. And at the very bottom of it, this is all folk music, what we play. I mean, it's got tinges of some of the vintage country stuff and country and rock and all this stuff, but down in our hearts, we consider this how we communicate, and in that sense, it's very much folk music.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we have the Joshua Incident in our studio. Let's listen to another tune, and then we'll come back and find out where you can see them in concert. The Joshua Incident, our guests on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Streak pavement waiting there. The engines rush, the smoke, the screaming tires. Down in 12 seconds flat. Sitting back, the wind, the glass packs roar. Song of speed and fire in air. Pack of papers, floor forgotten, red. Now that's all that's left of him. Slow gin, cigarettes, and drawing pans. 16 years to a day. The zeal of youth, the family left in tears. A friend becomes a memory. Sitting back, the wind.
glass packs roar. Song of speed and fire in air. Pack of papers, floor forgotten. Red. Now that's all that's left of him.
The Joshua Incident and the title track from their new CD, their debut CD, called Red, here at NHPR. We're going to come back and visit a little bit more with the Joshua Incident in just a moment here on The Folk Show.
I'm Laura Kanoy, and tomorrow on The Exchange, a key moment for Mount Sunapee. The state-owned park is beloved for both its mountain and lake, but the private company that owns the ski operation has long wanted to expand. Now the state has given preliminary approval, setting off a process of review and hearings, and raising a larger conversation about balancing natural beauty with economic development. Send us your thoughts by email or Facebook, and join us for The Exchange tomorrow morning live at 9 and again at 8 p.m. on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Benson Wood, building energy-efficient, high-performance homes and commercial structures in New Hampshire, throughout New England, and across America since 1973. BensonWood.com. And Wentworth Douglas Hospital and Massachusetts General Hospital, collaborating in areas of gynecologic oncology, trauma, and thoracic surgery. One team, one focus, UWD Hospital. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we've had the pleasure of having a visit from a group called the Joshua Incident here at NHPR. Their debut CD is called Red, and they have some shows coming up that we should tell you about. They've got a show coming up over at True Brew Friday, May 8th. And that's at 9 o'clock right here in Concord. And then they're over at the Sunapee Coffee House on Friday, May 29th at 7 o'clock. And you can also visit our website, nhpr.org, to look at our calendar where we have listings of upcoming shows by not only the Joshua Incident, but other performers that you might be interested in. Todd Thurlow is the primary songwriter and appears to be the spokesperson along with Ann Norton today. The Joshua Incident, working on some new projects. I want to tell us a little bit more about what folks can expect from you folks, Todd.
Sure. Thank you very much, Kate. We're very excited to be putting together the music for our follow-up CD, which we hope to record around about September. We've got a busy schedule performing through the summer here and up in Maine as well. We're going to be up in Bar Harbor and Bangor.
It's Bahaba.
Right. And we also play a lot around the seacoast. You can find us at those places you mentioned and also at the Stone Church, Portsmouth Book and Bar, up in Elements in Biddeford. And we're all over the place, but we really love doing this radio show sort of thing, and certainly for NPR, which we're all NPR junkies, so this is a dream come true.
And we especially love The Folk Show.
It looks like you're keeping really busy. Now,
yeah.
Do you have a Facebook page and all that kind of stuff?
We do. We have a Facebook page. We have a website, www.thejoshuaincident.com. We have a Reverb Nation site also. It's easy to find us.
Now, if folks want to get a copy of Red, how would they go about putting their hands on one? Through your website?
Yeah, you can check it out through our website. There's links to Amazon, iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, just about anywhere you can get music. The physical copies you can get through at our shows, which we like to do, but also through CD Baby and through Amazon as well.
You talked a little bit about, you know, creating the new project. How will that differ from Red? Red may be a little bit hunting. Will the next CD be a hunting CD as well? Is that
I think it will. My hope for the second one is that the songs become even more sort of introspective and explorational, and just we want to check out some different sort of sonic soundscapes. We're using a little bit of a different instrument setup, probably. You'll see some different things, but at the core of it will be these sort of stories about the things that, you know, that matter to me and the things that matter to my bandmates.
And for those who care, we do some straight-up honky-tonk, too.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have, with that steel going on,
you
right?
Got it.
The places where you can find the Joshua Incident in the month of May are the True Brew in Concord at 9 o'clock on Friday, May 8th, the Sunapee Coffee House in Sunapee, New Hampshire at 7 on Friday, May 29th. And for a list of where you can find them other months of the year or anytime, visit their website, thejoshuaincident.com. One last tune for us, folks.
That would be great. Thanks a lot, Kate. Again, thank you so much for having us. This next song is going to be on our second album. This song is called Barker Place. It's written about an area near where I'm from, but it's basically based in the mountain music that Hal and I have a long background in. Thank you again.
Cold ground by the Barker Place. That's where my love lies there to waste. In the fresh cut fields, there's a barren space. In the cold, cold ground by the Barker Place. To think that's where she'll stay forever there in the hard packed clay, but there she'll lie cold and gray, and I'll stay here for her. I'll be.
Joshua Incident and Barker Place from their forthcoming album. We'll be looking for that. Visit their website, thejoshuaincident.com, for details about what's going on with the Joshua Incident. Thanking our guests this evening in our studio, on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Roots on the River 2015, June 4th through the 7th in Bellows Falls, with the Black Lilies, John Fulbright, Heather Maloney, and more. Tickets at rootsontheriver.com. And Dr. Brian Herdifer of Manchester, providing general and cosmetic dentistry to New Hampshire families and dentist to the Boston Bruins. Details at bruinsdentist.com. This is NHPR.